Gittin number 54.
כל גט שיש עליו עד כוסי, כוסו אבי שטר, שיש עליו עד כוסי פוסו. חוץ מגיטי נושים ושחרור העבודים, עד כוסי יש כושר. מייסי שהביאו לפני רבו גמליה לכפר הסנוי גט אישו, והיו עד עובד כוסי והיכשו. והיו עד עובד כוסי והיכשו. זאת רשי, עד כוסי פוסו וחשי להגעד ושקר, חוץ מגיטי נושים ומפורש בגמור לכפר הסנו עם מוקר. So the Mishnah doesn't say why, but the Mishnah says כל גט שיש עליו עד כוסי פוסו. חוץ מגיטי נושים ושחרור העבודים. So רשי in דף טס עמוד בייז in דיבור המסחיל פסולה דרבונון. רשי says מפורש עד כוסי פוסו מדרבונון. בשער שורס דאחזיקינוס תומיו לפסוליו. So Rashi is mefurish in Tesa Mutbeis that at least in our sugya, the way we're learning is the psul of Eid Kusi is a psul de Rabbon and Nishkin psul de Reise. Could be it's poshut, but the Maise, it's mefurish in Rashi in Tesa Mutbeis, the Dibramas le psul de Rabbon, it's a kimata gemore, and as is mefurish in Tesis and the Fyuda Mutbeis, the Dibramas le lav de Kusi, that our sugya holds with Machlekis and Shasiv Kutim, Gere Emes, Gere Arayesem, if they were Megayer only because they were scared from the lions that they sent over to them, or they were Megayer be'emes. So our sugya for sure is learning, as Eish Teitza in Rashi and Aftes, and Tzayim Tesis and Afyud, our sugya learning that the kosher midei raise, nor is a psul de Rabbonon. Nor is a psul de Rabbonon. What is the psul de Rabbonon? So Rashi in the Mishnah says, psul de Rabbonon, techshi de'aid u'sheker. B'choyshe that they're shakroni. Techshi de'aid u'sheker. As Eish Teit in Rashi. That the psul de rabbanon is because we choishet them in eidei sheker. We choishet them in eidei sheker. So the Pnei Yeshua Nechassim Sefer matter tzach on this Rashi. The lashon from Rashi is that it's a psul de rabbanon choshud an eidei sheker. A choshud an eidei sheker. As they state in Rashi. A psul de rabbanon chashad an eidei sheker. Chashad that is a sheker. When we start the Gemara, let me answer on the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Mani masnis, loy tanekame, veloy rablezer, veloy rabshiv megamliya." The Tanya, matzah kusi muteres. You're allowed to eat a matzah from a kusi, and you're not choishes that it's chometz. And not only that, va'odam yoytze b'yidei chavosi b'pesach. It's two halachas. We're not allowed to eat chometz and matzah in Pesach. And it's another halacha. You have to have matzah lishmo at least on the first kezayis. Zadin matzah lishmo. We are makpid that you have matzah shmura the ganze Pesach. See, but as an Indian to have a matzah shmura the first kezayis. So the chiddush is two halachas. Matzah kusi bePesach muteres. You not be choishes that it's chometz, and not only that, it has a halacha of shmura veodom yoytze b'yidei chavosi bePesach. Rab Lezer oyser. Lefi sheim tkim b'dikdukim mitzvus. B'shem gamli Elohim eres toli. Kol mitzvah shirziko b'kusi ma'arbe medaydim go yoyser miYisrael go. Mitzvah that are not ma'achzik. Frag the Gemara Mali. Ita nekame that holds that the kutim keep all of the mitzvahs. Afilu shar shtoros nami, they keep the mitzvahs. Ira blezer that they don't keep the mitzvahs. Afilu gedisha nami, it's not good. Ira b'shimu gamliel. Ida achzuk afilu b'shar shtoros. If they keep even shar shtoros, it's good. Vida loy achzik afilu gedisha nami loy. Chitem ira b'shimu gamliel. Ida achzik b'ho, v'loy achzik b'ho. We're talking that they were machzik legat, they were keeping the halachas of gittin, and they were not keeping the halachas of shtores. Yochem ha'ayr echad afilu trein ami, if they're keeping the halachas. Alom ha'omar Rab Lezer, lo hirshu b'yel ha'idech v'kusi bilvad. That's the Gemara's kash. Gemara answers, we'll see in a second the tarots of the Gemara. Lo ilom Rab Lezer, v'kuin nechosim Yisroel ha'basot. So before we go to the tarots of the Gemara, lo ilom Rab Lezer, and they're not boki in the mitzvahs, and the Yisroel signed in the end, and while the Yisroel signed in the end, so it's a raya that the kusi is a chover and he keeps the halachas. Lo ilum Rab Lezer, and chosim Yisrael abasoif. The love of kusi chosim, chover ulei ava machtim lei berosh. So before we see the tarots of the Gemara. Frag the Pnei Yeshua, he doesn't understand. When you read the Gemara, shei the Gemara says, if they keep the halachas, so it's good. If they don't keep halachas, it's not good. And if they keep some halachas, so v'chidehim ed ha'achzik b'hov ulei ha'achzik b'hov, so then they're good for gittin, and they're not good for shar shtoros. They're not good for Shah Shtot. Afraid of Yeshua, if it's a chash meshaker, the shakronim, they like to lie. What does the shakronim say? They keep the mitzvahs or not? How you arrive that to the Gemara? The shakronim, the guy is a liar, the guy is not a liar. What's the shakronim if he keeps mitzvahs or not? So what we will say, pshat? Now we read the Gemara like this. If he keeps all the mitzvahs, he keeps also the mitzvah of Eidah Sheker. So he doesn't lie. If he doesn't keep the mitzvahs, so he lies. This is what the Gemara means. If he keeps the mitzvahs, Mistama, he doesn't lie. It's also mitzvah not to lie. If he doesn't keep the mitzvahs, Mistama, he lies. So that's the Yeshua. So how you read the next line of the Gemara? The achzik leho, velo achzik leho. Well, he doesn't lie, he doesn't lie legabe gitin, but he lies legabe mamanas. And Yerushalmi state to say, mamanas people lie. Comes to Eishasish, people are scared to lie. For Eidat Yeshua, a person that lies be mamanas is possible to call Eidu Shibetera. A guy that is married sheker once be maman, he's possible to call Eidu Shibetera. So how you are lying, that's the Gemara. And Yerushalmi state to say, maybe the Yerushalmi holds that a liar is kosher and shari duya Shibetera. When Babli is on the Yeshua, Babli state that if a person lies and wants that, he's possible to call Eidu Shibetera. So how you are lying, that's the Gemara. If Rashi says the Chashudim, a sheker, so Lulei Rashi, and they is Mefurish in Meiri, they don't lie. Forget. We'll see about they don't lie. They're not choshed on sheker. No, forget. If they don't keep the mitzvahs, so they don't know what is a get. They don't believe in a get. Maybe then they lie already. They lie because they don't have, by them it's no music of lying. Like I get. Get doesn't exist. That's mean big more. So if they keep the alochas, like matzah, they keep all the alochas, so they will not lie. If they don't keep the alochas, they will lie. They don't know the alochas bichlal. And they will lie purposely. They don't know what is bishmo, they don't know what is the kinyonim. Stam zigonish by them. So no, they know the alochas of gittin, and they don't know the alochas of shtots. But legabe gittin, they don't lie. Legabe mamonas, they lie. So the Meiri, maybe this is also pshat and Rashi. If Rashi is not so mashma. So look, we had one pshat we could learn kipshuta that they lie, and then we'll learn pshat that the first man, the Omar, the Gemara says, if they keep all of the mitzvahs, they don't lie. If they don't keep the mitzvahs, they lie. So the Gemara, no, they lie in mamanas and they don't lie in gittin. This is very shver. That's the first pshat that Yeshua wanted to learn kipshuta b'Rashi, but he says, mechudosh, if a person lies in mamanas, he's lying, lies in everything. The Talmud says, Dr. Yeshua, it's not Dr. Meiri, he's not a liar. Fuck out. He's a Maoritz. So if he's Baki by Alochitz, he's Nishkin a Maoritz. If they're not Baki in the Alochitz, they are Maoritz. And they lie, but not, they don't want to lie. Not that they're Shakroni. So more, they're Achzik Bo, but they're Achzik Bo. In a Mizog of Yeshua, maybe a bit different than Rashi, not that they for sure lie. They don't have a Cheskas Kashas. So mitzvahs that they keep, we know Mistama, they're trying to say the truth. Mitzvahs that they don't keep, Mechateisa, they're trying to say the truth. But now that we know that they lie, B'momenes. If they keep all of the alochas, say that. So then Mistama, they don't lie. If they don't keep the alochas, Mistama, they lie. If they keep some alochas, and these alochas, for sure, they don't lie. Those alochas, we don't know, but maybe they don't become possible, because it's not that we know Mefurish that they lied in the Ander Ezach. Not that we know Mefurish that they lied in the Ander Ezach. עיר רב שמעון גמליאל, ידע ארזק אפילו בשאר שטורס תמי, דלא ארזק אפילו גט אישה נמי לוי. חיתן רב שמעון גמליאל, ודע ארזק באו ולא ארזק באו. יוחם, מה העיר אחד? אפילו טרי נמי? If the book in the alochas, even two people could be kosher. Two kusim, and loshen המשנה is only a דחות kusi is kosher. הלא ואומר רב לוזר לא עיר שבו ילו כדחות kusi בלבד. זוג דגמורה. לא אוי לא, רב לזר. That holds that the kusim are not בוקי. Okay, in the Chosim Yisroel Lebesoyf. The Yisroel signed in the end. What is the matter? So the Gemara, the Ilam, the Kusi Choveru, lo yave machtim le mikamei. The Yisroel will not let the Kusi to sign in front of him, if not that the Kuti is Chover. It's a bizarre to be after a Kusi. If the Kusi is a Talmid Chochem, so the person doesn't mind the Talmid Chochem is in front of him. But if Lu Yitzu, the Kusi is not a Chover, he will not let the Kusi to sign in front of him.
So now I know. Now the maskana, you could say that normally kusi is lai, but why it's kosher? Because we know that the kusi sign in front of him is a chover. Now, so in this shlav in the Gemara, for sure, the vote is that the fact that you let the kusi to sign in front of you is a raya that the kusi is a chover. It's anansadi from your covet. You will not let the kusi to sign in front of you. So the Gemara, yochei afilu b'shar shtoros nami. Not only in a get, if you see that the kusi signs in the front, at the top, so you know avada is a chover, because if not, I will not let him to sign in front of me. I feel a b'shar shtoros. I will not let him to sign in front. Elo, why take b'shar shtoros? We don't say from the fact that the kusi signed first is a raya that he's a talmid chochem. Elo amrin and rav cheshova gleman de koshish minei. The reason a person signed second was older people standing there. But Mele, he left the first line open. He didn't think that the kusi will sign. But he would never let the kusi to sign in front of him. So it's no raya anymore that the reason that the kusi signed for him was because the kusi is a chover. And a get is an other halacha. That Edim have to know who are the Edim and they have to sign together. So it can be that he left the extra line open and then a kusi came. So if a kusi signed, he for sure knew that the kusi signed in front of him. Now, so in Rashi and Tesfes, Behilchus Pshat is mashma, that the Gemara is not switching. The raya that the kusi is chover is Behilchus Kovet. I would not let the kusi to sign in front of me if the kusi is not a chover. It's enough that he'll be in front of me, but a kusi that is a low person, that's in the psulim, they're not like Yidden, so if he's a Talmid Chochem, I will let him to sign in front. If not, and more people are makdim and yuchzim very much, I would want to sign first. So why b'shar shtoros? B'shar shtoros is no raya. A person leaves place for an older person, and then the kusi comes and fills it up. Masha'enk and beged, you don't leave open spaces, you know who is signing first. The Ramban brings down a Yerushalmi. It's very nagea. The Ramban is ma'arich very much on the Yerushalmi. That you could have said a different pshat in the Gemara. After the maskonas ha-Gemara, that the Eidei HaGet have to sign together, you don't have to say that the raya is from the fact that you mechabed him, that he's a chover. No. The fact that you are masking to sign a get with him is a raya that he's a chover, even if he's not before you. I'll be masked, b'sok b'rambat. In the habamin of the Gemara, you could sign, then he goes to someone else, and someone else signs. So maybe you signed good, then he went to the kusi, and the kusi signed. The only way to know that the kusi is a chover is that you signed second. So the Gemara, what is the raya? Maybe you left space. Now that the teretz of the Gemara, Eide Agev, Ein Chois Mim Zeh Shaloi Bifnei Zeh, so the fact doesn't have to be from the Anansari that you let him the cover to sign in front of you. Even if he signs second, the fact that you mask him to sign with him together is a raya that you know that he's a chover and he's kosher le'edus. Well, if you pash this a Gemara, and Rashi and Tesis Mefurish, yeah? Tesis is Mashma, and as I will see in the Rishonim, that even Lemaskone, the Iker is when he signs first, is a raya that he's a chover. Standard, you think that he's good, so noch nicht genug. I would not mechabed him, if not that it's close, that he's a Talmid Chochem. I would not let a kusi decide in front of me. If I let a kusi decide in front of me, it's a right that I hold that he's a chover. So the Ramban, but the Maskana, we could have said that it's switch. Stand the fact that I signed with him, if it would not be a chover, I know that Aloch is that kusi is a possible person, I would not be masking to sign. On the name, that's an Ishkin Raya. Only from the fact that you let him before. So the Pashtas are Gemara, Zog the Ramban, and Azin Maskana, Sa Ramban, that in the Bavli is Mashma, that the Iker vote is that you sign second. If you sign second, then it's a Raya that Yenim is a chover. Masha'inkin, maybe Zog the Ramban, we could have learned that in Maskana, even if he doesn't sign before. Das ist der Zuss und der Schmeiß. Sie da Rambam. In Rambam, in Hilchei Savodim, Perik Vov, Aloche Vov, der Rambam passt ins Arm Mishle. Kol Shtar Sheyesh Alov, Afilu Eid Kusi, Posul. If you have Eid Kusi, Posul. Chutz Megitei Noshim Veshichur Avodim, Shem Ksherim Beid Echod Yisroel, Beid Echod Kusi. Vehu, שיהיה הכוסי חובר. נוחבו. כל שטר שיש עליו עד כוסי פוסול. חוץ מגית אנושים ושחרור העבודים, שאם יש אחד ישראל ואחד כוסי כושר. והוא שיהיה הכוסי חובר. תראו את זה ברמב״ם. והוא שיהיה הכוסי חובר. פרק דלכם משנה, נמגיד משנה, דאחרן עם טרי שטר כקשס. First, our Gemara state, if you the Pashtas, Tafka of the Kusi is signed first, so it's a Rai that is a Chodah. The Rambam was mashmi the Gemara. The Hushi a Kusi Chodah. He doesn't say that the Kusi has to sign first. One Kasha. Second Kasha, the Rambam writes down, the Hushi a Kusi Chodah. And our Gemara doesn't say that you have to know that he's a Chodah. The fact that he signs first, we know that he's a Chodah. And Rambam is mashma that he's mind the halacha that we know that he's a chover. Say that. But as hey, we have two kashas. It's not a kasha. The Rambam is mind that we know that he's a chover. If we know that he's a chover, frek de lechem mishnas, even two kusim are good. If we know that they're chaverim, if the fact is that we found out, says Chatzkel, we found out Chatzkel is a chover. Says Yankel, we found out Yankel is a chover. This is the Rambam is mind the Gemara. The Gemara says a teretz. Then how we know that it's okay? Because he said, listen, you don't have to have one kusi. The whole vote of the sugya is one kusi signs. The other Yisrael is a raya that Yenem is a kosher. If we know that he's a chover, so even two. Right? If we know that he's a chover, afilu b'shar shtoris it has to be kosher. We know that he's a chover. So no, the Rambam paskins eidechot kusi veidechot Yisrael is kosher v'hu shiye kusi chover. The kasha is four kashas. Sholesh. First kasha is the Gemara says v'shu chosim beroish. Chosim beroish. The Rambam was mashmi the Gemara. Second kasha is if we know that he's a chover, not like the Gemara, so even two. And even b'shar shtoris it has to be kosher. Because he knows he's not lying, but maybe even b'shar shtoris it has to be kosher. What? Right, so the teretz is, if we know that he's a chover, even two. If we know that he's a chover, he's a kosher eidus, even two, not even one. So the Pischit Shuvah brings down, Sheshomasi me'odom godl, dovor nifla me'oid. It's mechudosh, but first we have to know the dovor nifla. That the Rambam is one word, the Bocher HaZetzer was Rosh HaTevis, and the Bocher HaZetzer changed it. The Frankel that he found a Ksaviyad like that. I'm not saying that. Kol shtar sheyesh alav eid kusi, posul chutz megit enoshim shechur ha'avodim, shekosher she'echod Yisrael ve'echod kusi, vehu she'iye ha'kusi chover. Chover is Rosh HaTevis, chosum b'roish. The Rambam put Poshin made Rosh HaTevis, and the Bocher HaZetzer put it together. As they bring the Pischet Shuvah, Shomasi Modom Godol Dovor Niflo Baramba. The Rambam was learning like Rashi. The Kusi has to sign Barosh. And Mamele Dafka Beget, that is the Aloha that they signed together, Shal Shtor, Mama Shloshe Megimore. Vehu She'iya HaKusi Chover, Chover was Rosh HaTevis, Chosum Barosh. And it's sad, in the back of the Frankel, the Bingham said, Shuvah, if we want to attack him, found him, so I give him Rambam. About the Pashtas, you know, and all the Kisviyodas, Shtetnish can Rosh HaTevis. So, it's a shame, it's one of the Avusta Pischet Shuvah in Yoredeye, you have an old, in Yoredeye, and Simen Reish Samach Zayin, Seif Mem Zayin, Kedai to see a Pischet Shuvah b'shem Odom Godl, Roisi Dovol Niflo b'shem Odom Godl. As I said, the Pischet Shuvah, it's בעצם, it's also in the Shechonoch, Shechonoch also steht as it, yeah? Amach to Rosh HaTevis, Sayin the Shechonoch, Sayin the Rambam, Chover is Rosh HaTevis, Chosin Berosh. Yeah. But if we don't want to answer, as the Rambam made Rosh HaTevis, Vehu Shehoya Akusi Chova means, Vehu Shehoya Akusi Chosun Beroish. And we want to learn the Rambam Kipshutai. So the Kasha is very shver, and our Gemara state that the whole Maile of the Kusi is, that the Yisrael signs after him. But maybe we know that he's a Chover. So how the Rambam is mashmi the Gemara, and if it's Chover even two, and if it's Chover even Shal Shtores. So l'chura, the only eitzel that we could say leval in the Rambam is that the Rambam learned the sugya like the Ramban. That lemaskonas ha-gemore, you don't need chosum b'roish. Even if he didn't sign b'roish, the fact that I was masking to sign with him, it's a raya that he's a chover. I know it's not answering the whole Rambam yet. But first, anocha aleph. Anocha aleph is that the Rambam learned that the etzem, the yesoid is not from the fact that I'm mechaben him to sign in front of me, as they did the pshutei from Allah Rishonim, it's a raya that he's a Talmud Chochem. The fact that I'm asking to sign with him together, das alein is a raya. The fact that I'm asking to sign with him together, das alein is a raya that he's a chover. Does the Haba mean that the Gemara didn't know Mechateis and maybe he signed after me? So Gemara wanted to say he signed before me. The Maskonas the Gemara Sheide Aget and Choisim Zeh Shalei Bifnei Zeh. For me, I can't sign if I don't know who is signing with me. For me, even if he signed after me, it's okay. This is the reason the Rambam was mashmit the Loshon HaGemara V'Usho Yechosum Beroish. If I can't, the Rambam doesn't bring it up. Now we're saying that the Rambam didn't mean to say V'Usho Yechosum Beroish. But the Shaira is, but the Rambam says V'Usho Yechosum Beroish, and the Gemara steht nicht das. So he will have to say a Shtikul Doicha. I saw it somewhere, I can't remember now. I saw one of the Mefoshim where he says Al Derech Dem. The Rambam writes down the Aloche Kol shtar sheyesh alav eid kusi posul chutz migitenoshim v'shichur avodim shem ksheirim be'eid echod Yisrael ve'eid echod kusi. V'hu she'i ha'kusi chover. The Rambam doesn't mean that you have to go to check the kusi if he's a chover or not. Avad, if a shtar comes in front of you and you see one Yisrael and one kusi, it's kosher. Because you could assume Anan Tzadi that if the Yisrael signed with him, Mistama he's a chover. If he would not be a chover, the Yisrael would not sign with him. If the Yisrael signs with him, he's a chover. What does the Rambam v'hu she'oy ha'kusi chover? Main the Rambam to say, I'm first matik the lotion, echod Yisrael ve'echod kusi, it's kosher. Zog the Rambam, what I'm saying, v'hu she'oy ha'kusi chover, what would be if we know who is the kusi? We have a shtar. The Rambam would pass on the shtar she'kosu bo'i, Eid Echod Kusi ve'Eid Echod Yisrael is kosher. V'hu, we have a shtar, we have a Yisrael, we have a Kusi, it's kosher. Now the shtar comes, we know the Kusi. As Mishkin Shemel Shabbos. No, it's the Rambam. Echod Yisrael ve'Echod Kusi, it's Choysen Beroish, Avada it's okay. Avada it's not good. The whole reason the Gemara said that it's good, because we assume that the Kusi is chover. So the Rambam is a Halacha Sefer. Now the Rambam is a Halacha Sefer. If he will be matik the Gemara kipshutoi, get shekosol of echod kusi ve'echod Yisrael kosher, because the Gemara says mistoma is kosher. So people will think that every shtar that comes, echod kusi ve'echod Yisrael is kosher. Even if we know, Yenem is a shegetz. So like the Rambam avada, it's only kosher if we know that Yenem is good. But the Rambam doesn't mean that we need to go to find out that Yenem is good. Mas is a shtikul doichad. The Rambam means v'hushu yakusi chover, it's kosher, b'tnai that the kusi is a chover. Now the Halach is, we don't have to check. What if we don't know? Check this in the Rambam. Does the text, does it the Gemara? I'm asking this a shtickle doi chakiyat. But I'm saying like this. The Rambam, I think it's Emes. Because the Rambam starts, Kol shtar sheyesh alav eid kusi posul, chutz migit enoshim shichur avodim, shim echad Yisrael ve'echad kusi kosher. V'hushu yakusi chover. So stop, kusi chover could sign a get. What's coming the Rambam to Zog? The Rambam is saying, echod Yisrael ve'echod kusi it's kosher. Don't see the aloha. Avada, the tnai that the kusi is a chover. But we don't have to check for it. V'hu, avada, the kusi is not a chover. The kusi is not a chover. This is emes, that if the kusi is not a chover, it's possible. The chush of the sugi is that we could find out ourselves. We could assume that Mistama is a chover. Mele b'shar shtoros, we can assume. Das ist mechure, der Divrei Rambam. The Goyen here is mashmas, in an ander shen Rambam. So maybe in the Hemshach HaSugi we'll have a Pesapsha. And Goyen is mashmas, different Diburim in Divrei Rambam. But the while, we'll learn these two Mahalchim. Other the Volk Niflo from the Pesach Tshuva. Other the Volk that the Rambam is going on Derech HaRamban in our Sugi, the Lemaskona Yudom Yitchosum Beroish. You just need that he signed together with Yisrael. And the Rambam means Lafuki that we know that he's not a Chol. למה זה נדרשיס? מצס כוסי מותרס בפסח להכילה ולא יחשין אין שמו יחמיצו ועודם יצא בי לחבוסי בפסח משום חייב הסלי להורישוי שהוא חייב לאכול מצה משתמרס כי דפסי בערב תאכלו מצס ואפילו ידינן בו דלו יחמיצו לא ינפקי בו אלא אם כן עובה לו שימור לשם חייב הסמצו תכסיבו שמרתם את המצויס וכותם פקימם שצריכים להשתבר לשמו This is Shitas Rashi, and this is the Iker HaAloche, that the mitzvah by night of Pesach is not only to eat a matzah that is not chometz, has to be that it's a shimur. But it's not enough that it's a shimur, it has to be l'shem matzah's mitzvah. Loshon Rashi is, v'afilu yadin d'le nafkilo em ken ova bo shimur l'shem choyvas matzah. I want to explain. It's three echetimtzes to have a matzah. There's one matzah that no one is shomer that it will not become chometz. But it's not chometz. The fact is, the flour was inside, the water was inside, after a minute it was baked. No one was trying not to make it chometz. Boom, it didn't come out chometz. Time the Gemara, they could have checked if it's chometz or not. Kami Chagovim, they had ways, they looked on it, it's not chometz. This is considered matzah on shimur bichla. You're allowed to eat it in Pesach. Now as a halacha, you have to have ushmartem es hamatzos. You have to have a shimu. What is the pshat that you have to have a shimu? Rashi learns you have to have a shimu l'shem matzos mitzvah. In Rambam, in Perek Hei Milchis Chometz Matzah Halacha Ches V'Tes, the Rambam doesn't write down bichla l'shem matzos mitzvah. Lefi the Rambam is a halacha lishmer es hamatzos shaloi tachmitz. Lishmer es hamatzos shaloi tachmitz. You have to have a shimur shaloi tachmitz. A shimur shaloi tachmitz. And if Kimina Zayin Chlam, Lefi Rashi, you have to think that you're eating L'Shem Matzah's Mitzvah. Right? Lu Yitzu, the Moshe of prison says, L'Shem Matzah's Mitzvah, L'Shem Matzah's Mitzvah, yeah? And he's packing this package for the second day, this package for the third day, this package for the fourth day. Then he wants to take it for the first night of Pesach, you're not Yitzu. Because every Matzah he has to do L'Shem Matzah to eat in the night of Leila Seder. Bochber geht mit Breire, nicht mit Breire. Aber every matzah you do to eat it, a lot of times the problem is that Prince Hashem has his mitzvah, he does machine matzah, Hashem has his mitzvah, no, I don't eat Lela Seder, Mez, he can matzah, Hashem has his mitzvah. So he doesn't have it, he says Hashem has his mitzvah, he made us nicht. Then he has guests that want to eat the matzah's machine, Hashem, first night of Pesach, he didn't do Hashem, Hashem has his mitzvah. If you're the Rambam, the Iker Shimu that you have to do is Shimu Hashem that will not be chometz. I mean, listen, the mocker is Rashi. Rashi says it in Kiddushin Ayin Vov, in Psochim Lamed Beis, Psochim Daf Mem. Lomas and Teisvis. Frek Teisvis, Matzas Kusi Muteres. Vim Teimar Vale Gozru Al Pitom, Kede Amrim Lepirke De Rab Lezer, Lefi Shoi Mevatlim, Bia Beis Amigdash, Bimei Ezra, Vektoni Yosu, Mikam Omar Rab Lezer, Kolo Eichel Paskuti, Kilo Eichel Psar Chazir. Vetal Nami Perekame De Chulin Gabi Min, Pitoi Paskuti, Vaoi Meri De Mayri Beisas Yisrol, Shoi Se Kusi Matzah Mimeno. This time, Pshat and Teisves is two halachas. It's the Isur Pas Akum and the Isur Bishul Akum. As the Turas Masber. Pas Akum means you're not allowed to eat a pas that belongs to a goy. Even if a yid put on the fire, that doesn't help. A yid goes to a goyish bakery and puts on the fire, Sinishkin Bishul Akum, but it's Pas Akum. And the Isur to eat Pas Akum. And this fractase is how you eat the matzah from the kusi, the Isur Pas. The Teretz is, we're speaking that the owner of the bake, if the dough is a Yisroel. Now it's another Yisroel. If the Akum cooks it, if you have an Akum by your house and he cooks, it's Bishul Akum. Of them, Bichlad, they won't have Goyzer and the Kusi. They won't have a Goyzer. Kusi is allowed to cook in your house, it's not a Goy. They were Goyzer al Pitom because they were Machi Pesa Migdosh, they were Goyzer al Pitom. And the Moshe by Yisroel, if you have a Goy by you could put on the fire and feed the Ramah. But it's two halachas. So the first kasha is to pass Akum. The Teretz is the owner is the Yisroel, and the Kusi is baking it. Lamas and Teisves. Frek Teisves, and there's a Pesach to Pshat. Amai yoytze bo yedei choy vosri. Dilma lo yishomro le shei matzo de chshude alif neiva. Vo imeriki indikim lo ndeen la Kusi matzo acheres. Shiyocho lotz bo yedei choy vosri. Kede mashma koi de rishuk shalei ochum ebono yisod. Frek Teisves akashe. De Kusi im ein echanami, de makbidan mitzvahs. But the lafen lifneiver, they don't hold from the lafen lifneiver. The reason they don't hold from the lafen lifneiver, achoyim amazvir, why they don't hold from lifneiver? Because the kusim, they don't like teresh baalpe b'yisoida. They like teresh b'ksav. Lifneiver, they think it's a blind person. But to be machshul people in averas, they don't hold fakel. They hold adraba fakel. Avos yanim v'hobin gan eden. They like to be machshul people. Tosi the kusim, they want to be machshul based on mikdash for us. So Frek Teis is how you could eat the matzah but Leila Seder. Maybe they didn't do Lishmo. They tell us that it's Lishmo. Even if they came in matzah. But they want us to not to be Yoitza. Frek the Maharsha Akushi Atzuma Bepshat. Why the Teis is only... We have here in matzah two chidushi. You're allowed to eat this matzah in Pesach and you don't have to be choishish that it's chometz. And not only that, you could use it for the first kezayis in Leila Seder at matzah's mitzvah. Frek Teisus, v'im ta'im, ha'alud im loshna Teisus. Amai yoytze bo yedei choy v'matzas mitzvah. Maybe he wants to machshul you. So ask better. How am I allowed to eat it the whole Pesach? Maybe the Kusi wants to be machshul mit yoy v'alav v'chomet. Why Beis is only stelling his kasha, how I'm allowed to eat it, and how I'm yoytzei de chavosei be Pesach? Ask a better kasha. Not how I'm allowed to be yoytzei de chavosei be Pesach, ask how I'm allowed to eat. As they frag the Marsha. Marsha says, adrechak diketeret, that we're talking that the Yisrael is makir as Isa, and he sees that it's not chametz. This is the reason you're allowed to eat it, if you see that it's not chametz. If you see that it's not chometz, why the Gemara says Rab Lezer Oisa? You see that it's not chometz. Al Koch, you can't recognize if it's chometz or not. So Zog the Maram Shif, a different reasons you're allowed to eat it. The reason you're allowed to eat it, you don't have to be choishesh, is because the guy will never give you matzah that it's chometz. I say stam, maybe the guy himself has a lifneiver, baliroe, but he says better, if the guy will make the matzahs and the chometz, and he wants you to be nichshol, he's scared, you turn over to him and give him to eat something. What he will do then? You take the matzah, you break it over his soup. What he will do then? Lila Seder, he's not nervous. He will eat later. He will go out to the room, he will take up, he wants to be machshel doilo. So he will bring matzahs meat. So in his packet he will have a different matzah, he will eat it. But if he will make the matzahs of the family chometz, what will be if they will give him to eat from it? He doesn't want to be over aveira. He will give the matzah, then they will give him to eat, and he's scared they'll give him to eat, but maybe he'll be nichshon. He doesn't want to be nichshon. And for Tesis, that we're talking that he is only one matzah around, and the Nochri himself has to eat from these matzahs Leila Seder, so Al Koch, he was mechaber l'shem matzahs mitzvah. So like the Chasam Sofer, when you read his Tesis, the sugya mamish becomes a shvera sugya. So what helps that he's boki behilchus gittin? He divorces his wife. But for you, he bechavana signed stam again to be machshul you. What is the Gemara? The Gemara said he's makbid on matzah. The Zavazach is makbid on matzah. He's makbid on gittin. He's makbid on the halachas. Sayev matzah, sayev gittin. That's the teretz of the Gemara. The achzik behov, the achzik before the maskonet kusi chover. The Gemara says ir Rab Lezer, ita nekame kol mitzvus, kol hashtores nami. He's okay. The Gemara is telling too. As if he's makbid on matzah, if he's makbid on get, it's good. If Taisa says that, it doesn't help that he's makbid on matzah, because he's choshed on lifneiver. And the only way is if he eats the matzah himself, then you could know that this is the good matzah. No, so what will be the answer on get? He's makbid on get. If he will take this lady and marry her later, then enechanami the get is good. It's not my law that if you sign on the get, you're not allowed to marry. Yeah. Chosim al haget ain't a noisim, because we choshed him that he did it for knuni. So what are the shaykhs? There's no way that he could prove that he's soymich on his get. Because if he's soymich on his get, you're not allowed to sign on a get if you want to use this isha. Because we choshed you. As they state, Chosim al haget ain't a noisim oisim. So stam is made. So ain't a chanami, he's makbid and gittin, aber he's choshed and lifmeiva. Zog de chasim sefer. No, he's not choshed and lifmeiva. Why? He knows there's a lab, loisane berecho eit shoker. Loisane berecho eit shoker. Here, lifneiver, he said he thinks it's a blind person. But he doesn't think that there's an issue to machshul people. Here, you're right that there's no problem to be machshul this lady, that she will think that she's divorced and she'll get married. Einachanan, there's no problem, he's allowed to give her a get. But how you will sign b'sheker? He's not allowed to sign b'sheker, because it's over on loisane berecho eit shoker. He doesn't want to be over on the left. There's two echitimtas to say it. Udo taki that a person that stam says something is kosher and is not kosher, gives a hechsher and is not kosher, he's not over on leisane bereach oit shoker. The only over if you made edus b'shtar or edus that needs a pishtai made him yokum dobo. But if a person says something is kosher and it's not kosher, he's not over on leisane bereach oit shoker. Or at least this is what the Kusi thinks. The Kusi thinks that it's not considered. He doesn't think that it has a parsha of Eidus. To lie, people lie the whole time. This is the Mitzvah. You have to convince kosher Yidden that you're not allowed to lie. No, but that's not Chasam Sefer. The Kusi is not makbid and mitzvahs. For state interior, he's makbid. Lifneiver, he doesn't think he's not makbid. He will not sign sheker. He will not sign. But Lo Yitzir is not a shayla from sheker. Only legabi yisurim is not chosh. Frek de imre Moshe and Simon Yud Zayin beseder. He will not sign sheker. If they didn't tell him to sign, he would not sign Sheker. But the halacha is, you have to have a chesim lishmo, right? He was specially not mechaver lishmo when he signed to be machshir. Teisus said that we choyshe the kusi that he's trying to do problems. Yeah, they didn't Teisus. So what is the Teisus of the Gemara? He knows the halachas. Lama Zogin, he knows the halachas, he's makbid on the halachas, and he will not be made Sheker. He will not be made Sheker. If he's not be made Sheker, l'isan b'racho it Sheker. But he will be chavana sign shalei lishmo. If he signs shalei lishmo, but maybe the isha is not muta, but maybe he managed to machshil the isha. So he did dafke will sign shalei lishmo. And they fake the Imre Moshe. Zog the Imre Moshe two terutzim. One terutz he says, like we said in Rabbi Kivei Eger and Dav Gimel, if you sign shalei lishmo, you mean you mechaven to be made on someone else. That's a sheker. Kivegi had a tzad that every time when you sign like they told you, what is lishmo? I'm signing because you told me you're divorcing your wife. If I'm not mechaven for you, so it means I'm not mechaven for edus. So it's weiter edus sheker. Inami, he says, even on them, zog the Imre Moshe, while every aid that signs on the get is made that all of the alochas of the get are good alochas, when the aid signs on the get, he means that all the alochas from get are good alochas. Maybe if it's a sheker that these alochas attack are not good alochas, he's over vital and loisane bereach or itchoker. It's vital loisane bereach or itchoker. And there's octasis. Now, so what is the maskonas agimore? The maskonas agimore is. Stam, but the Rav said that interesting. Zecher Yitzchok, though, Zecher Yitzchok brings a raya from this Teisves that is a lifnei iver and mitzvahs eser. It's a big shayla in the Achroinim if it's a lifnei iver and mitzvahs eser. So Zecher Yitzchok that in this Teisves state klor that lifnei iver is not only to be machshel in avere. If you cause someone not to be yoytzer mitzvah, it's also called lifnei iver is it in michshel. As it takes state in Teisves. Even if you machshel a person not to be mekayim a mitzvah, that's eichad heis, lifnei iver lesit en michshel. Lama zen, teisis in amud beis. I lav dekusi choveru la vemachtim lebere, mekame. What's the teisis? The Gemara's answer is, how we know that the kusi is a chover? How we know that the kusi is a chover? If the kusi will not be a chover, I will not let him to sign in front of me. Frek teisis, teime, אם כן כולה שטור המסקיים הפום עד אחד ישראל דחוסם לבסוי וישלם הבין לא חוש כיוון דאי כוסי כושם מדי רייס עד הגר ינס So this thesis is a very schwer thesis. לא מהק צחון בדבור. We have a shtar. The first one is a kusi. The second one is a Yisroel. Kusi is not kosher le'edus. We're going to fear Rav Lezer, the kusim are liars, they're not makpid and mitzvahs. But the second aid says, that the first kusi is kosher. Frek teisves, if the second eight says that the first one is kosher, so how we know now that the whole shtar is kosher? Through the second one. Kumto is that kule shtar miskayem al pum edechad. Now, what is teisves kasher? What is teisves kavona in the kasher? So the chasim sefer here is masbir. I will start. Make a scholar. As a aloche in ksuvas, a person wants to mekayem a shtar. There's three ways to mekayim a shtar. Shvuach simes. Two edim come and say, we recognize the signatures. And the most simple way is that everyone comes and says, this is my signature, right? So now, when everyone says, this is my signature, ba'etzem, you have only one ed echad on every signature. So how kiyum shtaros works? Two people sign in a shtar, and they come in and say, this is my signature. And the other one says, this is my signature. So how it works? The teretz is, because if he said he signed, and he said he signed, so we know that the enemy owes money. Kler de Gemara hazah shayla. Again, a shtar comes to Beis Din, two signatures. One comes in and says, this is my signature. Sayda. Now they look at him for the second signature, they can't find Adim. Zog the first one, I recognize the second signature also. So they tell him, okay, here you only Eid Echot. So another person comes and says, I also recognize the second signature. So Kumta is on the first signature, it's only me. And the second signature, the second person is not around, me with another person say, that we know that Yenim's signature is a good signature. Zog b'gmore, it's not good. Why? Because Kumta is that one person here is mighty most of the money.
If one says this is my signature, and the other one says this is my signature, so you have two edim in the whole shtar. Here, 50% of the shtar is one person, and that person is 50% of the second edus. So the Chasam Sefer Lechura, this is Pesach Kasha here. You need two edim. Look what happened. One is me, and who said is the other one? Vital me. Says one shtar, the whole one edechon, and the ganze get. How you know who said that this lady is divorced? Myself. And myself said there's another person. I'm one, 50% Eidus. Now the second Eidus, you vital know only for me that it's a good Eidus. So kum to is kum in the shtar, miskayim al kum in the chad. No, so what is the Eidus there? We shleim adein lochush kevun naay kusi koshu v'day reise de gerayem. No, it's only with the Rabbanon, doesn't make a difference. Kiyum shtoris is also the Rabbanon. And we saw that Chazal are makpid on it. About it, you can't be medame de imyonim. So the Chasam Sefer, if you want to learn kepshut epshat in Teisvus, the Teisvus Tam asked the Kasha, it doesn't work, and he answered the Rabbonon, my shlomi evi kiyum shtoris. As I frag the Chasam Sefer. So, Mezus Hashem Morgan, we'll see, as the Chasam Sefer here pshat in Teisvus, as the Teisvus Arosh, a very mechudosh li Teisvus Arosh, pshat in Teisvus, Reb Nochem. And then Be'ezus Hashem, we'll start the next Mishnah from Kol HaShtores, Ha'olim Berachos. What?
Second egg, can't say it's a kusi.